Welcome to the Evolve Live podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Each episode offers listeners an inside view about the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices with a focus on success through overcoming adversity. Our guest today is Jody Soltis, owner of Redefined Foods Company, LLC, a meal prep service offering, clients 6 meals a week. Now, Jody worked in the corporate world before she moved to Flagler County. We'll have her talk more about that. But then she taught business at Flagler Palm Coast High School for 17 years. So with that, let's get started. Welcome, Jody. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm well. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. So one of the things, Jody, we just talked about your moving to Flagler County in 1998. So tell me about that corporate world experience before you came down here.
So I did corporate accounting and tax accounting for a reinsurance company. And it was a lot of fun. It was something different. Even before I did that, I did public accounting for a small accounting firm. And that's kind of where I saw corporate accounting for small businesses. So we had a hairdresser that was a pretty big name hairdresser out of New York City that I worked on his books and garbage companies and pizza places. So I saw that the inner workings of the small business. And then my father owned a business also. So I always knew I wanted to start my own corporation or business, and I finally got it done after all those years.
So tell me about New York City. Where in New York City were you?
Well, I was in Connecticut, but I used to have to travel. He owned a hair salon in New York City. So okay. I used to take the train in from Stamford, which was, you know, 45-minute train trip into New York City.
Yeah, I lived in Stamford for 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was there a long time. Yeah. I was born and raised in Stamford.
So what brought you to Palm Coast?
Well, actually, my father worked for IT&T.
Okay.
So that's how we first learned about Palm Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what brought me there was I lived in Weston, Connecticut, which was hilly.
Yep.
And somebody slammed me from behind in a snowstorm.
Ooh.
And I had my three little kids in the car, and that's when I said, "That's it, I'm out of the snow."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I can relate to that, but this isn't about me. So, So you taught at FPC for 17 years, and you taught business there.
Business courses, yes. Entrepreneur classes
so
there.
So how did you end up at FPC?
So when I first came down here, I decided I was going to retire for a little bit. So I actually started just volunteering. My kids were in Indian Trails. It was a K-8 school back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I started volunteering. And then one of the ladies says, "Hey, can you sub for us? We really need subs." I said, "Sure." So I kind of volunteered and subbed at the same time. And at that point, Nancy Willis was the principal at Indian Trails. And she said, "Hey, you're here subbing all the time. We need teachers. Since you have your MBA, you just have to take a couple of courses. Would you be willing to do that?" Mm-hmm. And I thought about it and thought about it. I said, "Okay." So she's the one that actually talked me into taking those couple of classes to be certified in teaching.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I'm sure, given the length of time you spent, you must have found it to be very rewarding.
It was fun. It was really a lot of fun, especially at the beginning when there weren't all those standards that we had to follow. When you actually got to teach the students, you know, what they wanted to learn. And, and I actually did Toastmasters with the kids and got a lot of flack from some parents. Actually teaching them and, you know, instead of all these tests. So it was really a lot of fun back then because you really got to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids that had me way back then when we had the Business Academy, I still talk to those students. They come in and you build a good relationship with them.
So, Jody, tell me, how did you decide to start your business? What caused you to start it? And then let's talk about the business itself.
Okay. So my son, Joey, developed Crohn's disease when he was in sixth grade at Indian Trails. And it took forever for him to be diagnosed. We were back and forth at doctors. He lost so much weight. So frantically, you know, as a mom researching, okay, what is this? What can I do? How can I help him? And so I was on the internet constantly, found vitamins, found that we needed to change our diet. So I was cooking everything, kind of like paleo, no preservatives, nothing processed, couldn't eat any of that kind of stuff. So I was kind of going paleo, making my own bread out of almond flour. And to this day, though, Joey will not have almond flour bread because he did it for so long. but we realized we had to change the way we eat for him to be successful and healthy. And to do that, you really can't go out to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to eat clean. So I was, you know, working all week long and all weekend long, I was prepping. I was cutting my vegetables, making sure we're eating clean, trying to stay away from gluten and dairy and definitely sugar, all things that are inflammatory for you, because that's Crohn's is an autoimmune disease. And you have to fix the gut, and the gut feeds off of, you know, when you have the sugar and stuff, that's sure. not good for the gut. And so that's what we learned over those years. And so me cooking all the time, I finally said, you know, there's got to be other people that want to eat healthy. And so I brought it up to Joey. Joey actually, he took culinary classes at FTC. He got, because we had a business academy back then, and he got an intern at Florida Hospital, Flagler, okay. mm-hmm. and he was in the food services area there. Hmm. Then he decided to go to Daytona State to get his degree in culinary and loved it. He ended up having to stop that because he got really sick again. With his Crohn's. So he did stop, with about 3 courses left. So he didn't get his total, you know, degree in culinary. Mm-hmm. But you know, I went to him and I said, what do you think? And he said, okay, let's do it. So, you know, I kind of knew how to do a business. I did business plans with my students all the time. Mm-hmm. But so then I decided to contact the Small Business Development Center, and that was Michael Oppenheim back then.
Sure.
So Michael actually, you know, I met with him over and over, got my business plan, went through every single meal, and you know, business plans are really tedious. It took me a really long time to do that. He was so instrumental in helping us. We couldn't find a commercial kitchen because you can't just cook out of your house down mm-hmm, here mm-hmm. and you really wouldn't want, and you know, how are you going to get a health inspector? And the city of, and Flagler County doesn't allow it anyway. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't want people cooking out of their house because, you know, I have dogs, I have cats,
yep.
you know, the hair flies around.
Mm-hmm.
So so we couldn't find a commercial kitchen. There's no commercial kitchens to be had here. And we couldn't even find any place with a commercial kitchen in Flagler County. So he helped us. I went to the different clubs in town to see if they would rent out their kitchen to us. It was a long process. And then he finally, you know, we worked together, found a realtor, and, you know, it was really expensive. But then we finally found this one unit in City Marketplace that Michael was instrumental in helping us get that unit.
How long ago was that, Jody?
That was in 2018.
Okay.
So in 2018, we did that. We got the commercial space. We closed in November of 2018 on the building, and then we had to go through the whole process, you know, mm-hmm. the city of Palm Coast and mm-hmm. renovations and stuff, which was another little bit of a nightmare. but the first part of it was trying to get a loan. So I had business background, but I didn't have any culinary background. So Joey had the culinary background, but to get a loan for a restaurant was kind of impossible. And so Michael was able, because all the small hometown banks wouldn't do anything for us just because of the you know, the failure rate of restaurants. We're considered a restaurant. And so he was able to finally get us a loan. We got our SBA loan. And like I said, we wouldn't have been able to do it without him, because I wouldn't have known how to, you know, do all that stuff. Because, you know, he had all these relations with the different banks
mm-hmm.
and the SBA.
And that was the Business Assistance Center, or SBDC?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So they were such a wealth of knowledge. They were fantastic. Those guys were fantastic there. So he actually helped us with that. So we actually, our name, when we first came out, it was Clean Eats Kitchen. And we just decided to rebrand this year because we started during COVID. You know, we were kind of got frantic because, you know, we weren't getting as many. We were still able to be open because we were deemed essential. But, you know, it was kind of scary. You know, we were every day, you know, we would look at each other. Okay.
Well, that was one of the questions I had for you, Jody, is how.
Okay.
What did you face through the coronavirus, and how are you able, how were you able to get through to here where you are now on the other side?
Okay. So we were lucky with COVID just because our meals are fully cooked and all our customers have to do is put them in the microwave for a minute to 2 minutes. Good. So we weren't like a regular restaurant, you know, like scrambling, you know, to get people. Our customers didn't have to come in.
Gotcha.
So we could deliver. We really don't deliver too much, but we could offer the delivery. So our customers would order online, or they'd call in, or they'd come to the door and knock. We didn't open during that specific time. We would bring the food out to them. They would drive up. We'd bring the food out to them. They would come to the door. A lot of our customers like to see what it looks like, what the meals look like. So they would come up to the door. I'd leave a table in the doorway. And I would bring the meals, you know, to show the customers the meals. So we did okay during COVID. Not like we should have done, but we still, you know, were able to survive just because of our concept and the totally cooked meals in those BPA-free containers.
So I guess I'm sitting here thinking, wouldn't you actually do better during coronavirus because people are even more willing to operate that way versus going in and sitting down. But you said, not quite, I think I heard you say, right?
Yeah, not quite. Just because a lot of our customers either own a business or really busy, they were doing, you know, so the couple has to go to dance and karate and this and that. And instead of going to, you know, a fast food place, they want to eat healthy. So those are our customers, people that want to eat healthy but need it fast. Right. So we found a lot of people are home. So they don't need our service because they were cooking at home.
Gotcha. Right.
And even our lunch people. Like
you relied on mobility. That was a critical element of your business model.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because people come just pick up their lunch or, you know, you know, during the day, or they pick up their lunch for the whole week. And a lot of our customers still are home working. And a lot of them have come back because they're working at home and they don't have time to cook their lunch or their dinner. But some of them have decided, you know, to cook at home since they're home all the time. So that was a little bit of our problem, you know. So, yeah, there's quite a few companies even in town that these, you know, big companies that used to buy from us, that these employees are sitting at home still and working from home.
So besides the name change from Clean Eats Kitchen to Redefined Foods, what other changes will you have to make in order to be more successful tomorrow?
So we are going to add some more. So during COVID, we added tacos on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And we added burgers on Wednesdays. So grass-fed burger or impossible burgers, because everything is gluten-free. And we try to do lots of vegan options. So we did add that. But Joey, it's a lot just for Joey only to do that. Like, we were getting some mega orders.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of work for him, all the prep and all. So we're trying to find an employee. We have a couple of girls that work part-time high school, but they really only can come, you know, Saturday and Sunday, basically, because we're only open till 5. So we are looking for somebody so that we can take it another level. And Joey wants to actually start within this month the ghost restaurant concept, where we're using our kitchen for different things at night. So whether we're going to do burgers, so call it burgers redefined or tacos redefined. So there'll be a bunch of different little restaurants per se in our kitchen, and Joey would be cooking with a couple other people. So that's what we're working on now, to get, instead of just the healthy people coming in, it'll be a little bit unhealthy. Maybe not the kale and carrot slaw, maybe a side of yuca fries or something on the side.
No, I've got it. And I think it's so important that you think through, you know, yeah, I know what happened to me yesterday and what impact that had. But your tomorrow is likely going to be different than when you started in 2018, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to tee up with you what you were doing differently. And I like the menu options. Broadening the market is another way to say what you were saying about the hamburgers and the things at night and so forth. And then I think what I heard is one of the challenges you have is finding the staff that you need to allow you to do some of these things. So, Jody, you know, I have a belief that one of the critical pathways to success is through adversity and overcoming challenges. And do you share that belief?
Oh, yeah.
And so I almost didn't ask because you've already said it. You said the problems that you have with regards to no commercial kitchen and not having access to capital and, you know, and all of those things. So how would you say, what would you say are the biggest challenges you've had to overcome, if you had to prioritize them, that will mean the most to you and to your success going forward?
Okay, so the first thing that we really, really need to do, and my son and Joey, so Joey's my business partner. He does all the cooking. He has said to me, Mom, we have to have our work-life balance. And that, so that's number one. I have a hard time because I'm sitting here at night doing QuickBooks and working on the, you know, getting the menu on the website, you know, doing all these things, getting the picture. So He says, Mom, no, you need a day off. I take my day off. So that's my first thing, that life, work-life balance. The second thing is really marketing. You know, Joey does a great job on social media, but it's hard for Joey to do everything. Cook all day long, get the social media done, and our staffing. So those are
the three challenges.
Yeah,
so what I hear you saying, though, is that you're still, you know, you're still facing challenges, which is not surprising, Jody. I mean, all entrepreneurs continue to face challenges. I will say, though, my compliments to you, because I believe that the definition of an entrepreneur is not just being a risk taker, but it's also being a problem solver. Okay. And, you know, you really kind of started this around the whole concept of solving the problem that Joy was facing, and realizing that everything that you were putting into that really could have been applied to others and reduced their challenges as well. So this is an ideal type business. It's one that begins with solving a problem that your family's having, but then making that available so that you're solving other people's problems at the same time. So kudos to you. So, Jody, before we sign off, how can people reach you? Where can people find you? What do you want people to know?
Okay. So, they can find us in City Marketplace. We're in Unit A106, right underneath Kumin Learning. The business is called Redefined Food Company. Our website is redefinedfoodcompany.com. They can order their meals online. They can see the menu for 3 weeks online. Lots of our customers like to see the menu in advance. And all of our menu changes every week. Everything is gluten-free, no added preservatives, and nothing processed. So if you have any type of condition from celiac or anything, any type of autoimmune disease, just want to change your diet, want to feel healthier, not feel bloated when you're eating, we love those customers.
Right. So redefinefoodco.com. Redefinefoodco.com. Jody Saltis, thank you very much for your time. And everyone, to our listeners, we welcome your feedback and any suggestions you have. Let us know what you think at evolve-success.com. Evolve-success.com. My name is Howard Holly. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.